9 song. Now, the dust is still settling on what's been described as one of the greatest heavyweight title fights of all time. Anthony Joshua against Vladimir Klitschko, and Steve on Sport is here with more. Steve, good morning to you.
Yeah, as you say, Alex, Joshua against Klitschko, 90,000 people at Wembley witnessing the 11th round TKO for Anthony Joshua, millions more watching on TV and listening to Five Live. And I'm delighted to say a man who played a large part of the success in the British superstar, and of course, heavyweight champion of the world, is his trainer, Birmingham's Rob McCracken. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Has it sunk in yet for you?
Yeah, it was a fantastic night, and Anthony produced a memorable performance. Just very proud of him and the effort that he put in and the bravery that he showed against the top opponent.
Yeah, it truly was the heart of a champion to get back up from the sixth round, and the way that he went at him, a predator in that 11th round, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got his second win. We'd had a long, hard camp to prepare him for all sorts of scenarios. But, you know, he stayed calm. He had a real tough spell in the middle of the fight, got hit with some monstrous punches, but came back, regrouped and finished strong. And we felt that, you know, the last four rounds, Anthony was starting to get into it and starting to get to Klitschko and ultimately got to him in the 11th and finished him off with a brilliant combination.
Yeah, you talk about Joshua being on the end of some monstrous punches, but if no one's seen the highlights, they may have well have seen the picture of Vladimir Klitschko's neck sort of snapped back because of an uppercut. Just a phenomenal punch, and as you say, he finished off the job within seconds after that.
Yeah, he was prepared well, and once Anthony gets into position, he lets the combinations go. And obviously he's very heavy-handed, huge puncher, and ultimately that's what paid for Klitschko. But just a tremendous effort from Anthony and Vladimir. It was a wonderful spectacle and a fantastic heavyweight world title fight. And you know, it's absolutely brilliant for British boxing, obviously the world of boxing.
And just give us some insight into how hard he's worked in terms of the preparation for the fight, not just physically but mentally, to prepare yourself for Vladimir Klitschko in front of 90,000 people.
Yeah, and a huge step up in opposition and the calibre of it that he's boxed so far. It was a massive gamble, it was a massive step up, but it's one that Anthony's done since he's been boxing. I took him for the World Championships and the Olympic Games when he was fairly inexperienced as an amateur, and he's been the same as a professional. He's welcomed all challenges. You know, he's a real competitor, and he believes in himself, and ultimately that's what saw him come through on Saturday night, was his sheer belief and his stubbornness not to be beaten.
And of course, he deserves a bit of recovery time, but I know that after the fight, he called out Tyson Fury, and that is quite a mouth-watering clash. Of course, Tyson Fury, he stopped Vladimir Klitschko in his last fight a while back now, but so that's going to be an interesting one. But also, I've seen on Twitter, Deontay Wilder, the WBC champ, he said to Joshua that he's coming for him. So what's your immediate thoughts on what's next?
Well, Anthony's the champion now. He's got two of the belts. He'd be recognised as the number one heavyweight now, and everything's an option to Anthony. Vladimir Klitschko, there is a rematch clause that he could trigger. I don't know whether he will or not. But Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, the world's wide open to Anthony. But you know, Anthony's the man in the driving seat, and Anthony's the attraction, and obviously we'll look at all options available to him. But he enjoys boxing, he enjoys himself. He's been doing it still a relatively short period of time. But, he's a breath of fresh air for the sport, and he's great to work with.
And I have to finally just ask you about the West Midlands boxing scene. It really is thriving at the moment. And, of course, Calufi, coming up later this month, has got his first world title defence at the Barclaycard Arena. How are things going for that? How do you foresee things going for that? It's obviously just an exciting opportunity for him to defend the title in his home city.
Yeah, I think Calufi has been a credit to the sport in Birmingham. Birmingham's first ever world champion. He's a WBA world champion, which is one of the main three belts. It's always the three belts that people talk about when they talk about boxing. But Yafai's gone from strength to strength, very experienced amateur, and has been matched fairly well as a professional. And he's trained by my brother and has came through and become the world champion, which is just absolutely brilliant for Cal and obviously for the city of Birmingham in the boxing world. And I think he'll go from strength to strength. I think he's got a good opponent. I think he'll defend it in style. And I think it's onward and upwards for Khalid. And obviously for the Birmingham boom, lots of fighters that are doing well recently. His own brother's Gamal Yafai, who's a Commonwealth champion as a pro, and obviously his younger brother Galal Yafai, who went to the Rio Olympics and will be looking to go to the Tokyo Olympics as well.
Yeah, well, that's a mouth-watering clash coming up later this month, as I say, the Barclaycard Arena. But Rob McCracken, thanks very much for joining us on BBC WM this morning.
Thanks a lot.